Yet another change is coming to the college entrance exams known as the SATs. Just recently, the College Board, which administers the test, announced it is adding a new writing component. Now, the board says it will no longer make a special notation on scores of tests that were administered under special circumstances. Students with documented disabilities get special accommodations when taking the SATs, most notably extra time. Disability activists have long argued that flagging those test scores is discriminatory. The decision to drop the practice is part of a legal settlement. Joining us now is Christoph Gutentag. He's the director of admissions at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Mr. Gutentag, first of all, can you tell us how many students will be affected by this and what kinds of disabilities need to be accommodated?
I think the number affected will vary widely college to college and school to school. I think across the country, I'm sure it'll be thousands of them. There are any number of disabilities that need to be taken into account. The ones that get the most press in this case are learning disabilities, but there are also students, obviously, who have visual disabilities. There are students that have physical disabilities that make filling out the form more difficult. So there's a very wide range, both of physical and learning disabilities, that traditionally have been flagged in the test score.
And why is it considered discriminatory to flag those tests, the tests that are taken under special circumstances?
According to the letter and the spirit of the ADA, tests taken under special circumstances should be treated exactly the same as tests taken under normal circumstances.
And the ADA, we should say, is the American with Disabilities Act.
Yes. So if we are to treat them the same, then why are we being notified that in some ways that the circumstances were different?
If you don't know, what difference will it make?
Well, I think in terms of the evaluation of the testing, frankly, I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference. The concern among my colleagues and myself are the students who are trying to game the system or manipulate the system, who will receive a diagnosis of a learning disability where perhaps one doesn't exist. And the evidence, there's evidence that suggests that those students are overrepresented among high-income, urban, East Coast and West Coast students.
I don't understand why there's not a way to just safeguard against that. I mean,
The ability to get the accommodation depends on who will provide the evidence, who that's submitted to, whether it's submitted to a school, whether it's submitted to the College Board. And in the end, you find that there's good evidence to suggest that there are students who receive the accommodation, either who have received it through manipulating the system. I mean, that's the, in a sense, the worst case analysis, or that students who are economically disadvantaged don't have access to the professionals, to the people who can say, this person needs an accommodation and they ought to get it. The issue is that the college admissions process is not a level playing field. And our concern is essentially that this change has the unintended consequence of further advantaging a group of people that are already advantaged and further disadvantaging people that are already disadvantaged.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Christoph Gutentag is the director of admissions at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina.